For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. China's first homegrown commercial regional aircraft was delivered to its customer, Chengdu Airlines, this Sunday. The ARJ-21 regional jet is China's first independently designed and manufactured airliner conforming to international aviation standards. The jet carries up to 90 passengers with a maximum flying range of 3,700 kilometres. The Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China started to test the airliner in trial flights in 2008. COMAC has received orders for more than 300 jets from 19 airlines, including three airlines from the Republic of Congo. Beijing has upgraded the smog alert from yellow to orange on Sunday. This is the highest smog alert the Chinese capital has issued this year. The Municipal Weather Authority forecasts the smog will linger for another 2 days before a cold front arrives on Wednesday. On Sunday, the reading for PM 2.5, airborne particles smaller than 2.5 microns in diameter, hit 274 micrograms per cubic meter in most parts of the capital. Under the orange weather alert mechanism, industrial plants are required to reduce or shut down production. Construction sites are required to stop the transportation of materials and waste, while heavy-duty trucks are banned from the roads. The municipal environment watchdogs have reinforced checks on discharge from coal-fired plants, outdoor barbecues and burning. Chinese President Xi Jinping has left Beijing, heading first to Paris and then on to Africa. Xi Jinping is due to attend the opening ceremony of the 21st UN Conference on Climate Change in Paris from Sunday to Monday. He will also pay a state visit to Zimbabwe from Tuesday to Wednesday at the invitation of his Zimbabwean counterpart Robert Mugabe. At the same time, Xi Jinping will pay a state visit to South Africa from Wednesday to Saturday and chair the summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Johannesburg. The Turkish Prime Minister Ahmed Davutoglu says his country is going to hand over the body of a Russian pilot to Russia. The pilot was killed after his jet was brought down by two Turkish F-16s on Tuesday. The Prime Minister also noted that with different coalitions operating in Syria with differing objectives, similar incidents could happen again. Turkey-Russia relations have plummeted after Turkey shot down Russia's warjet, claiming that the Russian Su-24 warplane had violated its airspace. Russia insists that its warplane was flying in Syria's airspace when it was downed. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan had earlier suggested a meeting on the sidelines of the climate change summit in Paris with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin, but the idea was rejected by the Kremlin. The US National Security Agency has officially brought an end to its mass telephone surveillance program. The controversial program, initiated under the post-9/11 Patriot Act, is being replaced with a focused and targeted domestic surveillance program. Under the new rules, the NSA is prohibited from collecting telephone metadata in bulk. Instead, the spy agency will now have to make a request to telephone companies and obtain a court order before gaining access to specific metadata records. Phone metadata only includes phone numbers and the time and length of calls. Conversation of the calls themselves are not included in the records. Under the new rules, the US federal government is also required to report to Congress once a year how many metadata orders were issued. The changes are part of a new law passed in June. They come some 2 years after former NSA contractor Edward Snowden unveiled the level of the US government's underground spying apparatus, triggering heated debate in the United States about privacy versus national security. Macau and China's mainland have signed a new agreement under the framework of the Closer Economic Partnership Arrangement, further liberalizing trade in services. The new deal will further expand the total areas of the mainland economy that are fully or partially open to Macau providers of services to 153 sectors, covering nearly 96% of the areas officially recognized and classified by the World Trade Organization. The agreement on trade in services stated that national treatment will be applied to Macau providers of services in 62 sectors. The updated positive list, under the framework of the CEPA, covers 20 newly added areas of cooperation in cross-boundary services, telecommunications and culture. The negative list, those economic areas inconsistent with or inapplicable to the policy of national treatment, is shortened to 120 areas from 132 areas. The agreement on trade in services will come into effect on June 1st next year. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.